response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This is my family right here.
Minus one.
You're related to Fat Joe, too?
Me and Fat Joe have the same birthday. So. Pretty much. Welcome back. It is the 12 o'clock hour of the Tobin and Leroy show. We got Figgy here. We got Brittany here. And we have me here, as Schmeathan says. You are Fat Joe without the Joe. That's great. Just a cup of Joe over here. We have been talking Miami Dolphins, as we heard from Devon Achan earlier. We'll be hearing from Zach Sealer and a couple other players a little bit later on. Let's go ahead and get into some headlines, shall we? These headlines are brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia in Miami at a Domino's game. You'll always find your abuelito, and whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. Leroy, do not look at Schmeathan's comment and laugh immediately. It is... No need. Oh, that's great. That's funny, isn't it? That's great. Real nice. Real nice.
Hey, because it hits, right? Like, you read it, and then
you do the math on what he's talking about. We had mentioned this earlier in the show as well. Your Miami Marlins just got done with a sweep. After bouncing back from their franchise high 12 game losing streak, more of like a franchise low, I should say. But they are bouncing back. Did you go back to it? Is there related to the Wayans and Brittany is French? Is Brittany not French?
Exactly. Thank you, Marcos.
Was a whole nother conversation.
Well,
here's the difference between me and Marcos is that he genuinely believes that he is related to the Wayans brothers. DJ Khaled changed his diaper. Meanwhile, all I said is I could be French. Nobody knows. That's all I said.
Wow, you sound delusional, Brittany.
I'm delusional.
I haven't seen anybody French in your family, and you saw my family.
You've never even met my family.
Bonjour.
Besides,
which dog is that, Leroy?
Dre.
Better watch out with that one.
The biter.
The biter.
Oh, he just come in and just.
He wants to cuddle.
He thinks he cuddles with his teeth.
Oh, no.
He's gotten better, though.
Yeah, I remember when he was young and he was messing up. I think I was at your house and he was on your Michigan blanket or something like that, just kind of like messing it up,
chewing everything. Now he has beds. He has a bed and he takes it, pulls it around the house and teethes on it. But he's a big dog to be teething.
Yeah, that is a big dog. I remember his paws were as big as my hands, which are bigger, by the way. Feet are bigger than a size 8. All right.
You never disclosed your shoe size, so therefore I don't believe
it. He wears 10 and a half.
Oh, how do you know that?
I know.
He's been telling them to get him shoes for the past. Yeah. I don't know.
Asked him what size shoes, because I have shoes that I have, like, in the box I haven't worn that were.
So you're not a 10 and a half because you just said that you weren't.
No. But I'll fit in those, Leroy, if you want to give me those.
What size are you?
I'm like 11, 11 and a half. Let's go get a shoe.
No, you're not.
Okay. No, he's not. How do you not know your own size?
If I see you grab your
nephew's shoe.
Oh, you're getting. No. We don't even know if he's telling the truth.
No, he wears 10 and a half. Because I wear 12 and we couldn't.
It's that every time Marcos is near us, we look at his shoes and his feet look so small compared to his height.
Why did you have to go off in the corner? and grab a shoe.
Because I feel like nothing.
Do you not have shoes on right now?
No, in my home. No, I'm chilling. See, all right. I don't know if you guys can see. Should I take a picture? Do I got?
But those are used shoes, so you probably bought a size because they had them.
Sorry,
do you wear thick socks?
Yeah. Are you wearing? What kind? How many socks are you wearing?
See, these are 212. How many socks? What are you talking?
They're 12. You don't wear a 12.
I want you to get those shoes that you always wear over here that we always think are very small.
That you can't tie the shoelaces.
Well, I don't know what shoes. Look, guys, I'll take. I don't understand why. What am I big? I don't understand. Sometimes you tell me I'm Fat Joe without Joe, and other times I have little baby feet. So, are you saying I'm this big bowling ball with little twinkle toes? Is that what I'm going on? I need you to figure it out. I need to
look. These shoes next to my shoes.
Somebody said kind of like
the same size. So,
oh god,
what size are those? Look at my feet next to yours.
So you just wear different size shoes?
Listen, as you grow, you don't have that. Women don't have that same problem. Leroy, have you had this problem? Where like some shoes are made kind of like different size. For example, Huaraches.
By like half a size, two sizes.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
It's not two sizes. There's no 10. There's no 10 action. Leroy's going to fall.
No, I'm so worried. I was literally so concerned there for a second. I was like, is he going to fall?
No, he can't. He can't put his poor.
Tell Dre to stay outside.
Look, I want you to find these shoes. Every time you wear these, right, I think 12. They're funny.
US 12. The red ones? Oh, Huaraches. Those are the ones you got to get. I got you. I'll get those right now. Huaraches. Like, by the way, that was 12.
So you don't even know what size shoe you actually wear is what you're telling me.
Because it has to range between 11 and 12. But look, now I got to go. This is the disrespect that I've received.
See,
and you know what?
Always
you're
wearing them.
French,
look how
Brittany.
Small they look.
So,
I never
Margo.
Said
it
was.
It looks like Margo. A child's foot.
Yes.
It doesn't.
How come when I asked you what size shoe you wear?
Next to a regular foot.
Because I said I have shoes.
Next to a regular. Is there just a foot out?
Look, next to Vlad. Next to Vlad, look at his shoes, how they look.
All right, let's see. Next to
That's Vlad. Right, Dr. Toboggan. Let the good times roll. Only I would know what that means. That's a saying. Down home.
Yeah. Marcos, I'm perplexed at the moment by your shoe size.
He wears a 10 and a half. He has 12s. But I told him I have some 12s. Brand new. And he was saying, my brother wears those sizes. So I know we had this conversation before. He wears a 10 and a half. And the other reason why you know you got a 10 and a half, want me to tell you why? Because he got to go through his shoes to find a 12.
He's taking an awful long time.
It's taking too long.
If I go in my closet, I just grab a pair of shoes.
Exactly my point.
He's not grabbing shoes. He's looking for the right size.
As somebody who has a big foot, I don't appreciate when people appropriate our culture.
I got big wide feet.
I wear a size 10 in women and a size 8.5 in men.
Did you just grab an Elmo shoe?
Did you just grab your child's shoe?
Like this one is a
no, I didn't ask for that one, did I?
So you asked for the red shoe, and I don't think it's that small. What? I don't really think it's that. It's like a
That's
7
closer
or an 8.
To your shoe size, though.
It is.
Put it on your feet.
13 in Huarache? That's crazy. Tell you, Huarache is too much.
Look, when he had that injury, I have a...
That's perfect. I don't understand. That's exactly what
this smacked.
That is
he couldn't get in it. He had to say, look.
It was swelling from falling off of a ladder. I apologize.
Wait, but here's the crazy thing about that whole situation, right? You swore that you could just walk it off.
Oh no, I did though.
It took you 5 months.
No. It was a fracture, and I've never felt.
And you weren't in a boot, though.
Nope, I wasn't in a
boot. So how come when I said, "Hey, I tore my biceps tendon," I end up looking like this, and you say you broke your foot and you bouncing around 3 days later?
I wouldn't say necessarily I was bouncing around. I was kind of doing this. Oh, look at me. Oh, see how quick I can go?
It took you a long time.
I love how everything is just shaking in your
house. The whole apartment building. Oh. You say the whole apartment building is shaking.
My goodness.
Dude, you're not doing yourself any favors right now.
I just
now.
Don't understand. So if the apartment is shaking, then we can agree that I'm a big person. Then, though, how do I have little baby feet? I just
big
don't
people
understand.
Got little feet.
That's our question.
Hey,
that's the exact question
brother,
that's been.
My brother wears a 10 and a half, and he's 400.
How tall is he?
6'1", 6 foot.
Okay. Just, I mean, 10 and
a half. Why did you send me a picture of your shoe size?
Oh, I meant to send it to the group chat. Look, I got 4 different shoes there. 12, 12, 13,
that one
and 11.
13.
And there's none of them that, because you buy dead people's shoes.
That's all true. Oh,
and 11 and a half. You
round it out.
Like Marcos, you are just wearing shoes that are not your size. Listen, like, that's so concerning.
When you buy used shoes, you don't buy your size. You buy closest to your size.
He rounds it up.
That's weird. He doesn't even round it up. That's not even rounding up. That's by a half size.
And he say, I'd rather go bigger than smaller. So that's how you end up
apparently
with the
13. Apparently he's a 10 and a half. And
really
here
like
we are with
a
size
shoes.
13.
No, the 13 was a Huarache. The 13, where the hell is a Huarache? The 13 was a Huarache.
He has all his shoes around.
Grab the
Elmo
shoe one more time.
So many shoes. Look, guys, this is, you're going to tell me that this is little? Are you kidding me? Look at this, dude.
I love it. Now grab your child, take a picture of each other's feet.
Yeah, because those Elmo shoes look pretty big for a 3-year-old.
Oh, the Elmo shoes are big. Is that what we're saying?
I have a 4-year-old nephew, and I think those are too big for him.
What do you guys think?
So your son has a bigger foot than you?
These are my shoes, Brittany.
Like how small these shoes look. Like, I don't get it.
I know.
Again, those are.
But the other thing is the other reason why they're small.
I don't know.
Because when you don't button, when you don't tie it up, it looks wide.
Why are you wearing leggings,
that takes away from,
bro?
Yeah, you don't have big feet. Marcos, you wear 10 and a half. Stop lying. We had this conversation.
But like not one of my
shoes. Because I wouldn't have gave shoes to your brother. I would have gave them to you.
I just want shoes for you, Leroy. I'll make it fit. You saw me. I'm
there you
crazy.
Go. We know you'll make it fit. That's why you got 12s and 13s, but you
in
know you're only wearing 10 and a half.
His shoe next to my shoe. I'm the convert.
Did you buy used shoes?
I think he just keeps putting up random pictures
of your feet.
He has like a whole catalog dedicated to. I didn't realize.
No, these are just group pictures.
She has an album. She has an album on her phone called Marcos's Feet.
No, I just searched up his face.
She has a Foot Finder. She has me on Foot Finder.
Apparently. I do not.
Yeah.
Now, look, I'm about to put these dogs on camera.
Do not put your dogs on camera.
I'm about to put these dogs
on camera.
Our
viewership is going to go up.
I bet you still got that. I bet you the foot you broke still swollen and hurts.
No, I don't because
it didn't properly.
You know
heal.
What? There's a next to Jimmy now.
Oh, Jimmy got bigger feet than you.
No, Jimmy wears a size 22. I don't think you've seen Jimmy before.
I'm gonna ask when Jimmy comes in later.
Look,
I'm gonna ask
like,
him what size shoe he
and
wears.
It doesn't help that you're wearing black shoes, but the shoes that Jimmy got on look massive.
They
so
do.
You mean the shoes that I have in my hand that I am showing you the size of doesn't matter. But this picture through another camera that Fig is zooming in on, you're like, oh, look at that. Look at that.
I'm telling you.
Okay, put the shoe on your foot and then show the camera. Put the shoe on your foot and then show the camera.
Wait, Marcos.
On my foot. Yes.
Marcos, we didn't have the conversation about what size shoe you wear. And
yes.
Right.
But
and the
I
reason
said,
why we went to your
shoe.
Brother was why? Because we had different shoe size. I know I wear a 12.
Little baby
to
feet.
To the side.
Hold on, look at that calf.
I don't need to see your calf.
Real quick, though, can we acknowledge the calf, though?
Just I can. Like, it's being blocked by your name.
You're about to catch a
fake name, by the way.
Please be careful. You're about to
do
catch a
curve. Do the thing where you point your toe. You know when you mash your toe in the shoe to see if it fit?
Oh, I got
I've seen
you. I
too
got
much
you.
White. Please put your feet down. Your legs down.
How do I do this? I don't understand.
Put your feet flat, and how much space is between your toe and the rest, the top of the shoe? And what size are those? A 13?
No, this one is 12. Oh, okay. I would say it is about 60% of a thumbnail.
Oh, you're full of it. Get out of my face.
Guys, what do you, I don't understand.
Because most people don't get shoes that tight.
Oh, what if I do a video? What if I do a video? Huh? Video?
You know what? On second thought, get in a car and come over here.
Yeah.
At this point, I literally, like, I don't understand.
Look, my boots here next to your shoes look bigger.
They do.
Figgy, I'm sorry the angles on your photo are not flattering.
Now, Jennifer, if I may, them some big-ass shoes. But not big because
they're
your foot
tall.
Big. Just big because
they're
big.
Yeah, they're
but
that's right, it.
This is what we're doing here. We got a shoe on. We got a shoe on. No sock, by the way. We're sockless with it. Got the dogs out. I don't know. How can you confirm if this is for... Oh, I can just poke my toe out like that. Like, I'm going to poke my toe out.
Don't do that.
Poke. What? Poke.
I'm so confused.
Poke. Oh, are we going to finally see the webbed toes?
Oh, listen, you got to pay for those.
There's a paywall.
You guys
you
only toads.
You want to give that away for free?
Marcos do only toads.
That's a point, and it hurts, Leroy. I want you to know.
Wait, who's, did you say that, Leroy, or is someone else?
That was Leroy.
Okay,
that
I'll give you
Leroy.
A point.
Oh, you mean like, did he steal it from
the point? Yeah.
No, I was asking if he read it off the chat.
I come up with my own material at times.
No, but you said it like you were reading, so that's why I was confused. I just wanted to make sure I was awarding the right person a point. That's
Man,
all.
Look at those legs, dude. I'll tell you what. These legs. Looker.
I'm terrified. Right.
Sucks when the best part about you, though, is like your calves. Well, watching the toe move. You see the toe move.
I don't want to see no toes move.
I don't understand. I apologize. Let me just go ahead and apologize.
I think we need to go on break. This
audience.
Is ridiculous.
Let's just apologize for the segment. It's their fault, personally.
You should apologize for lying.
Exactly.
You know, I'm gonna call my cousin Marlon, and we're gonna get to the bottom of this. more Tobe and Leroy when we come back. What we got? You know what? It's about that time. Let's play What the Kids Say when we come back on the Tobe and the Leroy Show. Welcome back.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. You got caught up there, Brittany. I know you did.
Yeah,
you
I did.
Played the same song.
I know.
And normally I would let it slide because who cares? Not a big deal. But Tobin would is it like, you know, is it, obviously you're doing stuff. You throw in a song. Really not that big of a deal. He would chastise me every time something like that happened and spend
know,
like 3
fair.
Minutes.
Being... It's fair.
But anywho,
I take criticism.
It is still. It is the Tobin and Leroy Show. Critics, welcome. Tobin out. He'll return next week. In the meantime, we got Leroy, Figgy, Brittany, and the newest weigh-ins, myself.
Minus one.
I've had an opportunity to spend some time. I have put in my my ballot for Uncle of the Year, and last week took my niece to a Megan Maroney concert. That was fabulous, of course.
Is it because
and
we were
this week it, that's really the only reason. Mm-hmm. Had you guys not been there, and Tobin was mm-hmm. a great piece of that for sure. I had an opportunity to be educated this entire time. Oh, that's funny, Leroy. That's funny to you. Oh, you just think he's just on a roll today, isn't he, Leroy? Isn't he? You know, no one's ever seen Schmeathen. No one knows what he looks like. All right? That's Eric Spoelstra in this photo. Don't take his side, Leroy.
I'm not taking any sides. I just laugh at all jokes.
I have had an opportunity to hang with these Gen Zers, and they have been teaching me some things. So now I am going to go ahead and educate the rest of you in the same way that I have been educated. Okay, you know what? Just do a show with Schmeathen then, huh? You just want to laugh it up because I have abnormally small televisions on my wall
and abnormally small feet.
Although no response to my video. Let me see. Let me see.
Video? You sent a video?
No, he sent it in the chat of him with the shoe on.
Oh,
now, my question
no.
for you is, how far were you pushing your foot up to the front, and how much space is around your feet in the shoe?
This is what we're doing here. We got a shoe on. We got a shoe on.
No, wow, look, she's reviewing the footage. Thank you, Figgy. She's
I hope like, didn't
you
didn't
know
cuss.
What? Got the dogs out. I may have.
No, he didn't, because he took it while he was on air. I can just
poke my toe. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Smart. You never know, though. I'm still liable to let one slip.
See, so it's...
That was poke, by the way, if you're hearing that. I said the word poke there. anyway, let's go ahead and play our favorite segment, What the Kids Say, and let's see if you guys are up to date on today's slang. Let's start with an easy one. So what's a softball? I got faith in you. This one's an easy one. We got mog or mogging. M-O-G.
I actually just used this in a sentence to Jen.
This past break, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so you totally understand. Leroy, do you have any idea mogging, mog, what would that be?
Well, I
want to give it a guess, any chance?
I got to understand.
Where it comes from?
You're bothering me.
You want me to use it in a sentence? Like this is a spelling bee?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm trying to
use it. If it helps Leroy, like I only understand like 25% of it.
So it's like, okay, Jen absolutely mogged everybody in that picture.
Oh my God, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now what do you think it means, Leroy?
I don't know.
Okay. I would say, personally, if someone told me that, I would be like, oh, she cropped everyone out. Because that's what she does. But...
She zoomed in on everybody?
Mm-mm. Nope.
No, what is
mogging.
It?
Mogging derives from the term amog, alpha male of the group. That is the root word, but it is being the person who outshines or outstages everyone simply by having a better look or physique. Teams often use variations like jaw mogging, hair mogging, and it is related and comparable to another term I'm sure you're familiar with, looks maxing.
By the way, I hate these words.
Essentially, you look really good. You look great.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
why not just say that?
But in a competitive manner.
Because you mogged. Mogging us with that beard today on the stream.
Yeah, well, you're doing something with that. But I don't know. <God. laughs> I think
that's it. It'll be going
mogging. Oh, look, my calves. Oh, I'd be calf mogging often. Every time I take a step, I calf mog. But I would say the next time, this is what you need to use these words for, Leroy. When Rebecca asks you an opinion on a photo, you'd be like, wow, I don't even know how to use it.
You mogged.
You mogged in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
proper?
Yeah, like you mogged.
You mogged.
I would guess she has no idea.
No, she knows. She has to know. She's on the TikToks.
She's on the she's the daughter of my wife, who is oblivious to all that.
Hmm.
Well, she would say, I already know two languages, and now I got to learn slang.
And it gets worse. It gets much harder too. What about this one, Leroy? We go from mog to the complete opposite. How about a chud? What do you think about chud?
Knucklehead?
Kind of close. Chud. You ever heard of that one?
No. Use it in a sentence.
Yes.
Brittany's used to this one as well. See, these slangs exist.
I actually call my friends chuds.
Yeah.
Sometimes chudlings. Sometimes chuddies. Chudlings.
Chuddies. Wow. Little versions of chuds. Essentially, a chud is a... it's broadly meant a general loser, boorish person, a bum, if you will, a lazy person. And Brittany calls all of her friends these things.
It's a term of endearment.
Yes,
there's a lot of words that are terms of endearment that get your ass kicked, so be careful.
Here's another one. This one is actually gaining popularity. LARP. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of LARP? LARP in my day was live action role play. You know those guys who like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff, and they're like, five magic, and like they're throwing these fake whatever. That was a, that is what I knew LARP to
I wouldn't
be.
Have known it by your definition.
No, yeah, me neither.
It's just like these people that play out these live action magic games.
So IRL.
Essentially,
yeah,
something like
it
that.
Stands for live action role play LARP.
Yeah, but now
which used... basically is also they could be chuds because that seems like something
I mean
chud
you
would
could
be.
You could call them a yeah. chud if you would like.
Lately, yeah,
we don't like, judge here.
Like, wait, you ain't doing that in Moggin. You definitely doing that in Chud.
Yeah, for sure, a bunch of chuds out there. No one's Moggin. No one's looks maxing.
I mean,
over there.
Did you see the movie Role Play?
No.
Oh, okay.
What? Right. When did that come out? Who's in Role Play? Role Models.
Role Models. I mean,
yes,
Role Models.
Yes, yes. Leroy? That is LARPing. That is exactly.
Role Models.
Yeah, Role Play is a different movie, Leroy.
Role Models. Yeah,
yes, Role Models.
They were, like,
for sure, that is a good example of LARPing. But now it's used for someone who
but look at the people that do it.
Correct. But I wouldn't even call them chuds because at least they have the energy to make their outfits and stuff. They're just losers. But God bless them.
Oh, my goodness.
God bless them. God bless them. Play a respect. But God bless them.
I apologize to all the LARPers out there.
Oh, yeah. Don't hit me with your five magic. So sorry. they would say nowadays, though, that, for example, Jake Paul is LARPing a boxer. You know, someone
pretending
who is like,
to be acting out like
pretending.
You're not real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah, like people would say I'm LARPing in my size 12 shoes.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
They would say that. That doesn't mean.
No, it's true.
Why can't we just say in regular English that we know your feet ain't that big?
You know why? I noticed because they're very like they're like less words possible. They're very abbreviated in the text and stuff like that. So like even I'm like talking to my nephew and I'm like, yeah,
were you
I said
called
something.
All these things this week, these past 2 weeks.
No, but I saw that he posted a picture and someone commented and was like, holy chud. And I was like, what? What does that mean? Oh, that's funny. I was like, wow, I'm not sure what that means. What about this one? This one's new. This one's gaining popularity. Are you familiar with Saucy Santana by any chance? Saucy Santana originated this term, quiet on the creek. Quiet on the creek. Has that one hit your timelines or your algorithm yet?
No,
that one I don't know. Hey,
no.
Listen, it's coming. I'll tell you what. Quiet on the creek.
Shut your mouth.
Close, yeah. Essentially, yeah. Quiet on the creek is the beginning of a song that is going to hit your algorithm soon enough. But it means
is this
to... No. This is Saucy Santana. That's a person. Not to broadcast private business, secret relationships, or quiet winds.
Stop running your mouth.
Stop running. Quiet on the creek. Quiet on the creek.
Yeah, that sounds self-explanatory.
Yeah, that one is probably makes the most sense as opposed to like you know all these ones. But you know what? I think you did pretty good, Leroy. You did a pretty good job at comprehending. Brittany, excellent. You got 3 out of the 4 terms. Figgy, I don't even know what's going on over there. Like you somehow are younger.
None. No, I knew none.
Yeah, you're younger than Leroy, but did worse than Leroy.
Thank you.
It is.
I'm really happy about that.
Because it shows that you're authentically you. You don't care about what all these cool kids are saying. Like Brittany calling her friend Chuddle Buddies or whatever she calls them. I don't know.
Call them Chudlings.
Chudlies.
Chud Barkley.
Like, I also call her, I call them Chuddy
McGee.
You
treat your friends like they're in a loser group? The Chudleys.
The Chudlings. I call them Chuddy McGee, Chuddy McPhee. It's just fun.
I don't call them Nanny McPhee. Like, that would mean they are not lookers.
Well, then that's exactly why I call them Chuddy McGee's.
Brittany.
Come on.
Wow. There's 3 people listening right now that are her friend. Like, what the hell did I do to her? Supporting her show. This is how she treats me. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from more Miami Dolphins, including someone who is not a chud, and that is Zach Sealer, when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here on a beautiful, and by beautiful, I mean sometimes stormy, Thursday afternoon. So far, action-packed show. I taught the gang some new words, traced my 23andMe back to the Wayans family, found out what size shoe I potentially wear, and revealed that I am the reason the Marlins won yesterday by removing myself from the situation. So overall, A-plus performance by me. The rest of my team will pick it up. I'm sure they will. I mentioned the Miami Dolphins are in training camp at the moment. I do have some audio here I want to play from Zach Sealer and Devon Achane, who we discussed earlier, and both of them are kind of echoing the same sentiment in regards to the Miami Dolphins being overlooked. Vegas has pitted them as one of the worst teams, predicting them as one of the worst teams of the upcoming season. And I don't think Dolphins are feeling much better about their hometown team, but that won't stop the men in the locker room from staying positive. And here is Devon Achane on those that may be doubting the Fins.
Teams feel that way about us. They mean when they play us, they gonna be, you know, not taking us serious. And if you're doing that, then you gonna have a long day for yourself.
It's gonna be a long day, Leroy.
I think one of the things that happens with new coaches, right? And keep in mind, this team has so many young guys that there's so many unknowns that that's why nobody's regarding them very highly. But when you have a new coach and a new energy, you play with a different level of urgency. And if a team comes in and thinks, oh, everybody said they're going to be 3-14 or whatever, they can get got. I mean, before we even realized what was happening last year, New England was leading the division. And yeah, this team ain't there. But I'm saying, you do that a couple of two or three times a year, now your record is around 500 and everybody's like, oh. You know, so I call it new coach pop. You know, you get that new coach, you get that new system, you get that new energy, and you kind of get that pop to where you play hard, you do things a certain way, maybe the schemes are great, and you're able to win some games, you know, that, you know, maybe nobody thought you would win. The crazy thing about it is that let's take two different organizations, right? So if every time the Heat go through something, they get rid of a big-time player or whatever, you always treat them like the Heat. Well, the way they do things, they're going to always compete, regardless of what the talent level is. And when they have young guys come in, we say, oh, this organization picked that talent. That means they're going to be contributors, and the Heat going to be going to do the things they've been doing for the last 30 years, right? Now I take that same scenario and I give you the Vegas Raiders. And you say, it don't matter they had the number one pick. It don't matter they changed coaches. It don't matter they did all these things at Tom Brady. They're still the Raiders. Until you break free of that, then nobody's going to take you serious, even if you're doing everything the right way. So I don't know where the Dolphins are. They haven't been terrible, but they really haven't been, you know, on the cusp of just getting over that hump. So we'll see. But the problem is not, you know, and every coach would tell us, no matter how bad you think the person across from you is, he's still a part of the 0.01% doing that job in the world, right? So while we watch football and we say, oh, the left tackle sucks, or the right tackle sucks, or, you know, this wide receiver's this and this wide receiver's that, he's still amongst the 0.01% of everybody doing that job. because there's a lot of people want to be in the NFL. They got two other leagues playing football of guys that want to be in the NFL, and they can't make it.
Did you see, I don't know if it was CFL or one of these other ones, did you see two things that I saw were interesting? One of them was they're doing 60-plus yard field goals count for 4 points.
Right.
Does that interest you by any chance? See,
you're looking at it as the field goal being 4 points.
Yeah.
I look at it as a way to kind of increase scoring. Not because of the 4 points. But what if a coach goes for it and misses? Oh, now you got the ball at midfield.
Yeah, I mean, that was...
Whereas, think about this. If you punt it from midfield, the worst case scenario is they got to go on a 70-yard drive. Because they put the ball on 30 or put the ball on a 20, 80 yards, whatever. I get lost with that.
Now, though, this, like, if you're now to speak of that, because sometimes football can come down to a game of field possession. If you're in that position and previously the game was maybe like a 3-point game, and you're like, I got 3 timeouts. I could probably punt the ball, hope to get the ball back and tie it. Now, do you essentially say, let me see if I can win it with 4? Or do you remain?
Well, because here, contrary to popular belief, you don't want to put yourself in a must do it now situation if you don't have to.
I got you.
And so essentially, if you try a field goal, say you got 4.5 minutes left. Now, I don't know how the game is played out. Have you been stopping them? Or are you going to get another opportunity? If there's 4 minutes left and you try to do that, essentially the game's over. Right? And so are you willing to take that risk now? You have moments like this in all the sports, whether to take a 3 or a 2 at the end of a game. Right? Do you have enough time? Are you going to get the ball back? Right? In baseball, do I, steal a base to put him in scoring position now in the 8th when we're close?
It depends. Is Marcos in the audience or not?
The meat of my lineup is coming up in the 9th. Right? Like all things, that's why I hate analytics, because as a coach, you're not paid to do analytics. You're paid because you are supposedly the foremost expert on getting a feel for what's going on during the course of the game and finding a remedy of that situation. And if you're looking down on a piece of paper, hell, I could do that.
Now, Zach Sealer also discussed what it feels like to have to deal with the naysayers and haters.
Pay attention to that stuff. I never have. You guys all know I'm kind of an underdog story my whole career. So I really don't – the outside noise and all that stuff, there hasn't been a single snap of football played yet this year. So to do that, it's all off of last season's whatever. We've all seen guys and teams make massive jumps in a matter of a year. And I'm very excited for this team and where we're going to go. And I think guys have the passion, the love, and the know-how to want to be the best every day.
See, he's basically saying the same. Like, don't – people confuse youth and not doing it with not having the ability, right? I'm not just going to disregard the players on the team because I haven't seen them do it. Because guess what? Amon St. Brown, he wasn't a top 10 pick. Puka Nacua, he wasn't a top 10 pick. He was a 5th-round pick. Who thought that? If you think they know what they know now, that Puka would have been a top 10 pick, right? So there's guys in this league. Not everybody was a first rounder, which means that you work on development, on coaching them up, on, one of the reasons why guys get drafted that low, because you have questions on whether they can do this, this, and this. Then you bring them in, you coach them, and you go, oh, they can do it. Now, next thing you know, this guy is your starting wide receiver and one of the best in the league. So I don't know how many guys, like, again, me saying this could happen is also making a lot of assumptions. Did you know Devon Achane was going to be Devon Achane when you drafted him? No, they thought he would be good. They thought he'd be decent. He got some speed. He can run. Nobody thought he was going to be, one, that small and still be able to run in the middle and be durable. You know, so, like, I think until they start playing games, now I'll tell you what, we won't have to say nothing. You're going to be able to tell by the players real quick if they think they got something or not. There's a different level you play when you're 3-1 and 2-2 and 4-0 and how you play when you're 0-4. You're going to fight like hell, but in your mind, you know we not there yet.
All right, before we go to break, I see that there's five here. Are you guys doing five weather reports?
Or am I tripping? One every hour.
That's what I thought, too.
But you did two of them like 12 minutes apart, so that didn't help us.
I know, but I saw five. I got nervous. I was like, that's more than 1 hour. I got nervous. I'm going to do this one. I don't know. I don't even know. They record me. Len texts me. They're getting very aggressive. But we love them because they're also aggressive when it comes to taking action. This weather report brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Have a leaky roof. Like I just said, take action now. Get your free estimate. Call 954-968-8155. I hear those clouds rolling in, Leroy. Do you hear the same?
No, I'm sunny over here.
I hear a little bit of thundering. I hear a little bit of thundering. So keep an eye out for that. Thunderstorms are on the radar between 2 p.m. and a heat advisory from between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. and a heat advisory from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So stay in that AC, stay dry, and we'll return with more Tobin and Leroy when we come back.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.